It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are inviting you to join their local business leader community in order to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. You can visit their website, carolinachamber.org, today to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. It is Wednesday, so we are talking Orange County, and helping me do so is Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, who joins me on the phone. Renee, happy Wednesday.
Oh, happy Wednesday to you, too. Good afternoon.
It has been a busy one. We just got finished hearing from Governor Roy Cooper not that long ago as he was providing some COVID-19 data updates, and we were talking on the phone right before we came on air. His message is relatively clear. People need to continue getting their vaccines, but it also kind of does raise some questions in terms of what this next step for North Carolina is, since it sounds like his executive order on mask mandates and many other parts is set to expire before long, but the state of emergency declaration is staying in place. There's a lot to unpack.
That's what I gathered from the press conference this afternoon. And the new phase is actually, I think, two-part. Number one is really, really stressing, get vaccinated. And because the rise that we're seeing in cases is due to the Delta variant, and the vast majority of those cases are from people that have not been vaccinated. So the best way to help all of us, the entire community, defeat this virus is to go ahead and get vaccinated. They're free, no questions asked. Just please do it. They're safe. I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, but they are safe. I've been vaccinated. The governor's been vaccinated, and we're fine. So, kind of spread that word. And then the other part of the press conference, or what he's calling this next phase, is really dealing with our schools. And while the mask mandate statewide is being lifted, there are strong protocols for our schools, and asking that it's particularly for kindergarten to eighth grade to have all children to continue to wear a mask, because we realize the kids need to be in school and we need to protect them, their families, our teachers, and the entire school staff, you know, whether it's the custodian or, you know, the secretary, the teachers, everyone needs to be protected. And right now we don't have a vaccine for children under the age of 12. And we only, right now, it's for us, it's 1 in 4 of our young adults between the ages of 12 and 17 have been vaccinated. So there will be a toolkit with guidance for our school systems to that the governor and myself will be asking the school systems to follow to give that protection and to help us defeat this pandemic.
You mentioned that 1 in 4 stat, which was something that they that Governor Cooper and Dr. Mandy Cohen, the health secretary for the state, mentioned today. That number seemed low to me. I'm curious to what it is in Orange County. I know I'm not sure if we've got the specific demographics to parse out what Orange County's percentage is, but I know that we are among the top, if not the top state, in terms of total population's vaccination rate. And 1 in 4 children from 12 to 17 is just a really low number, considering how big that population is in North Carolina. And as you said, how prevalent this virus continues to be. So that was something that definitely jumped out. And it's also interesting, too, you said you were going to recommend that toolkit to school systems here in Orange County. They updated the toolkit to reflect the CDC guidance, but at the same time are also asking something a little different, which is please continue to require masks for those kids K-8. I know that that also matches up with some studies that have been done by the ABC Collaborative between Duke and UNC, showing masking really, really works well in the school system for those young kids. And just curious on your thoughts, Renee, as we get closer and closer to the fall and the schools are finalizing their plans, you know, it seems like there's a whole lot of guidance out there from them to pull on. What do you hope that they end up making a decision to do?
Well, I hope that they will look at the guidance and tailor it to their particular schools and schools and environments and follow the guidance. I mean, these are suggestions, recommendations that have been reviewed and considered and reviewed and debated by professionals and all in the best interest of our community. So I'm hoping that they will go ahead and follow. And I've noticed that, you know, when I go to the store, I see little ones and they're wearing their masks. And I think it's something, you know, young children, if you start, when they start out, and you tell them, okay, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, they'll do it, they'll buy into it. I can remember years ago, we were trying to get young people to understand water conservation, and all you had to do was tell a young person, and they drove their parents crazy on how to, you know, don't let the water just keep running in the sink. So I think, you know, our young people actually could be our good teachers for all of us in this respect. But again, the main thing, the main focus is to keep people safe and keep them well. The numbers of COVID cases are going up, especially with this Delta variant, which is very, very contagious. And if you haven't been vaccinated, it is entirely communicable, and you risk, you know, getting ill from this virus. So that's why we, you know, with the protocol, we're out, just as the governor said, I would be asking our two school systems to please follow the same. Now, I will be meeting with the mayors later on this evening, well, not much later, actually, it's 5 o'clock, and we'll be discussing, you know, what we want to do for our county. It's not just up to me, but, you know, we do have our health director who is also is encouraging, who will be encouraging masks for our little ones as well as adults to try to keep that going. There is no mandate statewide, yet we will see what we want to do countywide. But we've been very good in Orange County, and kudos to our community members. We've had the highest vaccination rate across North Carolina, and we want to keep those rates going up and the incidences of COVID-19 and all variants down.
We're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, here on 97.9 The Hill. You can check out the Orange County government's website by heading to orangenc.gov. Didn't I have that right?
Orange County, NC.gov.
I tried to do it off the top of my head instead of having it pulled up and look what happens.
Yeah.
Some of the most recent county government news, Renee, of course, on Monday, that was the end of the application period for District 1 residents, so us in the Chapel Hill and Carrboro area to apply for the vacancy that is about to be happening on the board as Commissioner Mark Dorison is stepping down and moving away. And we now have our finalized pool of applicants, and it seems like four very qualified folks.
Yeah, four women. So that means that Earl McKee is going to be the only man on the board. And so it's kind of a switch where women, sometimes it was like, there's only one woman. Now it's going to be only one man. It's going to be interesting.
Truly, truly the odd man out. And for those who have missed our coverage, the applicants who submitted their names are Penny Rich, Ronnie Dossey, Anna Richardson, and Marilyn Carter. So
yes.
Monday was the first deadline of kind of several benchmarks of the process here, Renee. Now that the applications are in, what is going to be the next step in this process of filling Dorison's seat?
Well, first, I want to let people know that as soon as we had all the applications in, they were online and ready to go right about 5:10, 5:15. So everyone can read the applications and the answers to the questions that we posed to the applicants online. And I believe that some of the, probably all of them by now, have put it on their own Facebook pages and whatnot. So we will be reviewing the applications, the general public can review, and then, of course, the Democratic Party will be reviewing. They have scheduled a meeting, I believe, for August 16th, the County Executive Committee meeting, and they will hear from the candidates. I think they're going to give them maybe two or three minutes to speak, and then I suppose ask questions. I have no idea. I just know that they will render some kind of recommendation at the end of that meeting, which will then come to the commissioners for our consideration as we get ready to make our final decision on September 2nd.
Yeah,
once and that's when we will vote. And I suppose, you know, whomever we decide on will be sworn in by the end of the month.
And again, that seat is going to last. Whoever is chosen will be in that seat through at least December 1st, 2022, as that seat does still have a little while to go on it. There will be a special election held in 2022 for its term to finish out in 2024. Lots of moving pieces here,
right.
But people can follow along with that process. And as you mentioned, Renee, check out the applications for those four women who submitted their names by heading to the county government's website, orangecountync.gov. We're speaking with Chair of the County Commissioners, Renee Price. And Renee, we've got to begin to finish up. Anything else happening around the community you want to take a second to highlight, make sure people are aware of anything along those lines?
Well, I think people are trying to enjoy summer. Summer fun. I know that for our young people, there are several camps and enrichment programs that are going on, whether in the municipalities or even Orange County has its own. Cooperative Extension has programs. So if you need something for your children, especially when they've missed a whole year of socialization and normalcy, we do have a lot of activities for them to engage in. And my understanding is, now I don't know what the openings are right now, but we have had programs that will fit the needs of family income. And so I encourage families to check it out and see what we can do for our young people so they can have a very fulfilling summer before they have to head back to school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. OrangeCountyNC.gov, a good website to go to do that. Chair of the County Commissioners, Renee Price, as always, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Thank you very much.